Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to Acts 27. Brother Teddy's message is great. Our song was great across the message today. Tonight, rather. And we're starting verse 13. We're talking about storms in life. Paul comes up on a storm. He's voyaging. He's going out to Rome. And life is like that, isn't it? It's a voyage. We set sail. And we're on the sea of life. Sea of life brings many things. It brings some storms sometimes. It brings difficulties sometimes along the way. And Paul's voyage led him to discover several things in life. The Bible says, when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, they wanted to put in and sail because the winds were calm. Paul said no. Putting out at sea, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, a tempest head wind called a northeastern blew. And so when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive. Now look on verse 29. They've come to, the wind has blown, and Paul has a vision that no one will lose their life, that God wants him and to make it safely to Rome. In verse 29, it says, then fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for the day to come. Then look over to verse 43. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim jump overboard first and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and parts of the ship. And so it was that they all escaped safely to land. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you for the 27th chapter of Acts and what we have read tonight, that you would open it up to us. Lord, many times we've read this passage of Scripture, and many times we've just passed over it. But let us look tonight at these things that Paul discovered as he set sail to Rome. And God will give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I want us to look tonight at Paul's voyage and discover what he learned about God. There's some storms in life. There's some winds that blow contrary to what we have in our life. Winds that blow in our life often bring, sometimes they bring good things, sometimes they bring bad things. Well, I want us to think about, as you talk about the wind, we want to talk about the wind of God's providence. God at work in our life. God is at work in your life. 1985, God was at work, or 1984, God was at work in my life, getting me ready, preparing me to come here. In 1985, the winds of change blew in my life, and I came in the direction of First Baptist Church of Gun Barrel City. I believe it's God working in the affairs of our life to bring us to where he wants us to be. You see, God's providence is God's working to bring you to the place in your life where you can see God and see that God is involved. He has not withdrawn his hand from your life. Paul was on the way to Rome. It was God's desire that Paul go to Rome. God had told Paul, you will go to Rome and you will preach the word. He was on a ship. The ship had set sail against what he had told them to do. They thought everything was going to be beautiful. The sun was shining. But a long life's journey, there's many storms. You see, God's providence in the hand of God is the like a glove in history, moving us, using us to bring about what God desires in our life. And sometimes, listen, we don't understand what God's doing. Sometimes we just don't know what's happening. But when we don't understand, we are to, by faith, continue to rest on the providence or God's hand in our life. God told me in 1985, I was reading my Bible, thinking about coming over here, praying about coming over here. It wasn't an easy decision to come over here. But I knew it was God's will. And I said, Lord, show me what you want me to do. Show me a scripture that I can cling to. Show me your will for my life that I might go forward in that will and not fear. Like the song said, just at the name of Jesus, he gives us that peace. And I was studying in the Old Testament, and when I came to Joshua chapter 1, he said, my servant Moses is dead. And you're the man, Joshua. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. There's not a place that your foot shall tread that I have not given to you. And I was thinking of that passage of Scripture just this morning. I thought, Lord, are we going in the right direction? You know, sometimes the old devil comes and you look at things and you kind of get discouraged. That's part of life. But it doesn't mean that God is not through with you. It means that God is working to bring certain things to place. And he is at work today. And I believe it's the providence of God. Sometimes there's happy winds in our life. You know, the Bible says, and when the wind, south wind, blew softly. That's kind of pleasant, isn't it? They're out on the ship. You can almost see the ship as it sets sail. And a good south wind is blowing softly and the ship is just going in the right direction. Well, you know what? Our lives are like that. When the winds blow softly, it's delightful, isn't it? Life is a joy. And I thank God for the happy times. I wouldn't take for 1985 when we came here, when we met in Bronner Hall. I wouldn't take for those days. I wouldn't take for the Wednesday night prayer meetings we met in trailer houses to study God's Word together. 4, 5, 6 of us. No, those were happy times in life. I wouldn't want to go back there. But, you know, still there was happy times in life when we saw God moving in a direction and we knew it was the hand of God. I like to be happy, don't you? Those are those happy times. And I have spent many a day reflecting about the pleasant, happy things in life. And then there's times we think of the special family time. I remember getting together with the family of God here at the church. I can remember those years gone by when we had the anniversaries, when we had the fellowships, and we're 1 year old, we're 2 years old, 3 years old, on up to where we are today. Those are pleasant days. I can remember the families who have come and been a part of our lives here at the church. Some are gone on to be with the Lord now. Some are still here. Brother James showed me a picture a while ago of some families getting together. And I looked at those families and I said, they're dead. Those are gone on. Those are gone on. But then there's those of you that are still here. You're still here because God's placed you here. And we can reflect on those sweet winds of joy that are blowing across our family here at First Baptist Church in Gun Barrel. And then there's the winds of kindness. There's winds of kindness of a friend. Oh, I can remember the friends that we've had here. I have special friends that I'll never forget. Friends like George Miller. George was one of those special friends that come across Rhonda and I's path, who helped us out and a place to stay. And, you know, just a happy guy, gone on to be with the Lord years ago, 1989. I never will forget that time. Happy, kindness of a friend. And there's been many others that have come and gone. Oh, I can remember every one of them. I'll always remember the kindness when you're in need. One stepping forward. That's the winds of a kindness of a friend. See, a friend is someone that you can count on. He's always there. She's always there. When everyone else walks out, that friend is there. And that friend is always just a phone call away. And many of you are my friend. I thank God for you. I know that if I need you at any moment, I can call and you will be there. That's a friend. And I think about those winds of delight are like that. And they softly blow and everything is going well in our life. Now, God's providence is in those winds of delight. God is working there. And so many times, we take them for granted, don't we? So many times, we look at all that God has blessed us with, and we don't even say thank you for those things. And then there's the winds of difficulty. For the Bible says, not long after. Not long after that smooth sailing. Not long after the joy of the light. Not long after the ship had set sail and everybody thought that it was going smoothly. What happened? There was adversary. There's adversity there. There was the winds of difficulty. Oh, we're just sailing along in life. All is going well with the church. All is going well in your life. And the south wind is blowing, and you think, man, this is wonderful. And then there's the wind of a heartache, the sickness. And you find that life is a whirlwind. I can remember many of those loved ones, many of those people that have come my way, many of those people that were real good friends, and you get a call and they passed away. Winds of difficulty in our life. And then there's winds of failure in our life. All we know what that means when we're going through life and all of a sudden there's a job that just plays out. Someone the other day said, preacher, my job is about to play out. I don't know what to do. I'm not secure anymore. Then there's the wind of marital failure. How many times have people come and said, you know, we're having problems in our marriage and it's about to fail, and what are we to do? And then there's our own failure in our own personal life. When the devil comes to us and deep down he tells you, listen, it's not working anymore and you are a failure. Has the devil ever tried to tell you that? That depression might set in our life, and despair in our life, and the uncertainty in our life. And first thing we know, we find ourselves like this place here. A strong northeastern is blowing in our life, and we're in a storm. Now, everybody's here tonight is in one of these three conditions. You're either coming out of a storm, you're in a storm, or you're headed for a storm. Remember that. You're coming out of a storm tonight, you're in a storm tonight, or you may be headed for a storm. They are sudden, they're unexpected, and they're often, we just can't believe this is happening to us, preacher. After all we've done and been through, we cannot believe what's come in our life. And a tempest is blowing, and we may not realize it, but listen, you're just a phone call away from a storm at any time. Smooth sailing, joy and delight. We better praise God for those things. We better praise God for those kindness, the kindness that was done in our life, and give Him praise for it, because sooner or later the phone's going to ring and there's going to be a storm at the other end of the line. And none of us, it doesn't matter who we are tonight, how much we think we've got, you're not immune to a storm and the wind of difficulty. They're there. They are real. And Paul realizes that. He's a man of God. He hasn't done anything wrong. He's going to Rome to preach the gospel. Yet he finds himself surrounded. He finds himself many times chained. He finds himself in the midst of a strong storm. And the ship was being tossed. And they could not drive her anymore. And they just said, let the wind blow her where she wants to go. Now, the important thing is not the storm. The important thing is how we respond to the storm. Now think about it. If the phone rings tonight and it's a storm in your life, how will you respond to the storm? You see, the world is watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Remember, our faith is in God. And if you put your faith in God, you better call upon Jesus. He's the only one that can safely keep you in the midst of a storm. You see, when difficulty blows, remember one thing. God is there. He didn't leave Paul on that ship. He was there. He gave him a spoken word, a promise that he would make it and everyone on board would safely make it. Now, you may not understand that at the time of the storm. You may not see how you're going to make it through, but remember, God is there. The Bible says He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's there. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I'm with you always, just as I was with Moses. Matthew 8 is a beautiful story. It's about Jesus Christ. He went down into the ship, and He's down in the ship, and they're setting out on the Sea of Galilee. That is a beautiful place, and I hope you get to go one day. But He's setting sail across the Sea of Galilee, and the winds begin to blow, and the disciples were afraid that the little boat they were in was going to sink. And they said, Master, don't you care that we are about to perish and you're asleep? And Jesus said, listen. And He spoke to the winds and the waves and said, peace, be still. You see, they were looking at their circumstances, and the old devil is good about getting us to look at our circumstances. But we're not to look at our circumstances. We are to look at the one who is in control of our circumstances. Jesus is there. He's there, folks, in the winds of happy times. We just don't see Him as often because we're too busy with our own self in the happy times that we don't praise Him. But He's also there in the winds of difficulty. And oftentimes that's when we're closer to Him, because that's when we're on our knees praying to Him. Now, there's also the winds of deliverance. Paul says, don't worry about it. The Lord has promised that He will be with us in this storm, that everyone will safely make it. One of my favorite poems is the one about footprints in the sand. You know the poem. Right here in this service, we don't have any visitors tonight, but right here in our service, some of you are having storms. Some of you may not really have Jesus Christ in your life. I would like to think tonight everybody in here is saved. But there's a great possibility that some of you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. A storm comes by and you may be in a storm. You may be having financial problems. You may be having children problems. You may be having house problems like sometimes I do. You may be having a whirlwind in your life. You may be having problems in your marriage. And you think, oh, what a tragedy it is. Friends, let me tell you something. Right now, you need Jesus on board. He's the only one that can help you. Right now in your life, you better make him the center of your life. He needs to be the center of your life. Everything else in your life needs to revolve around Jesus Christ. Your friends need to revolve around Jesus Christ. Your life, your job, everything has to revolve around Jesus Christ. Your fellowship, everything you do must revolve around Jesus Christ. He's the only one that we can turn to in the winds of difficulty. He's the only one that can deliver us and safely get us home. I love that old song, "My hope is built in nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness." And then I read a passage of Scripture in verse 29. The ship is sailing, the winds are blowing, they're running scared. The angel of the Lord says, "Don't be afraid," in verse 24. And then, fearing lest they should run aground on the rocks, they drop four anchors from the stern. Four anchors are dropped overboard for the drag. And they prayed for the day to come. It's dark, folks. It's dark in their lives. They have fear running through. The only calm person there, I believe, is Paul. Everybody else is fearful. And then we see God's providence in the anchors of life. I would like to say the winds are God's providence and the anchors are God's power in our life. Folks, we need God's power. They cast out the anchors. Do you know what anchors are for? Anchors in a boat are for stabilization. Amen? They stabilize you. When you want to drop anchor, you want the boat to stand still. Anchors keep you from drifting. That's a pretty good point. Anchor speaks of God's power to keep us anchored to the things that we need in life. Those things that are lasting. Those things that are eternal in our life. They dropped four anchors. You see, we're living in a day when people are so insecure. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. The Bible tells us life is like a vapor. Oh, tomorrow I may be sick. I don't know. Tomorrow I might find out I've got a brain tumor. I don't know. Tomorrow I might find out I've got cancer. I don't know. This life is so fleeting. This life is so insecure. This life is so unsettled. And people's lives are literally going to pieces today. And more stress. Man, people, you're talking about stress. It's piled on us. And people are, they don't know how to deal with stress. They don't have anything to hold on to in life. Well, it's possible in life for our lives to be peaceful. I don't think Paul was worried too much. Why? Because he had a promise from God, didn't he? Now, as Christians, let me tell you something. You've got some anchors that you can hold on to. You may not know it, but if you are a born-again believer in God, you've got an anchor to hold on to. I love John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. I've got God's throne to hold on to. You see, God is forever. He was here before I was here. He was here before you was here. He was here before the earth was here. He created everything. I don't know what he was doing. Somebody asked me, what was God doing before the world came into being? I don't know, but he was there. He just didn't happen. He's always been there. He never changes. He is the eternal one. And folks, he's on the throne. Nothing happens in your life or my life that he's unaware of. He knows what's going to happen. He knows tomorrow what I'm going to do. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I think I know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I think I'm going to get up about 5 o'clock in the morning. I think, you know, Ron and I'll probably have coffee out on the back porch. And I'll probably head up there to church about 7:30 to try to beat everybody else here. But I don't really know if that's going to happen or not. I think that's going to happen. I pray that I get to be here for Vacation Bible School. But I know one thing. If not, God is still on the throne. He's still Lord. He is the Eternal One. And all I have to do is put my faith in Him. You know, He is on the throne. And the Bible says His throne will last forever. Eternal throne. You see? Do you have the anchor of faith in God tonight? If you don't, then you need it. You need to put your faith in God. And then Jesus, sweetest name I know, He died for me. He died for you. He is my rock. He is my salvation. You see, I like it when He says, upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus is Lord. He's our Savior. That's an anchor that I can hold on to. He's forever. He's eternal. He's my shepherd. You know, He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. All of those things. Jesus Christ is that anchor that you can hold on to. God's throne is eternal. One day I'm going to live with Him. He's preparing me a place. I can hold on to that. I know that if everything else fails, even if they slay me, Job said, you know, I'm all right. Well, the church, there's an anchor that you can hold on to. God's church, He says, the gates of hell will not prevail. Why do you need a church? Why do we need a place like this? Why do we need to belong to? Well, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Folks, I believe we need the church. I believe that's where we build fellowships. I believe that's where we can literally serve God. If you think you can't serve God, then you haven't been church long enough. There's always a place that you can serve. There's a place here that the church built. We're the body of Christ. We are His church, not this building. But this place here is where you can come and you can worship. You can come and you can learn. And as the church continues to grow, man, there's all kinds of things that you can do. And one day, the Bible says, Jesus is going to come for His church. The body. The believers. In a moment, the Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump of God. He's going to catch us up and call us home. And then there's the anchor of this. God's holy word. God, Jesus, the church, and His word is eternal. You see, 1 Peter says, the grass withers and the flower falls away, but the word of God will last forever. Now, folks, I've watched television enough that the world has tried to attack the Word of God. They've tried to discredit the Word of God. They've tried to discount it. They've tried to destroy it. But it will last forever. God will protect His Word. I don't know about you, but Paul said, hey, I'm throwing out four anchors. I've got God as the eternal throne. Jesus is my Savior. His church is what I'm building. And the Word of God says we're going to make it safely to Rome. Folks, He wasn't scared I love that song, My Anchor Holds. My Anchor Holds. Build your life on the Word of God. And then the last thing is I read about, some of them can swim. They said, jump overboard and swim to shore. Get there as fast as you can. The ones that couldn't swim, he said, you find you a board and get on that board. And some of you get on any part of the ship that floats. And so they did, and they all made it safely to shore. God's perseverance of preservation of the saints. You show it, folks, God's going to protect you. God is going to rule and reign. You are going to live with Him. Hebrews 6:19 says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. When you come to Christ, you have an anchor that will hold. I have an anchor of hope. Titus says, I'm looking for that blessed hope. What is the blessed hope? It's none other than the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that blessed hope. I'm looking for the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the hope on which I hold on to. What a terrible thing to live your life down here and do not have any hope for your life. What a terrible thing to live your life, maybe live 90, maybe live to 100 years old, and die without any hope. Folks, you haven't lived until you live for Jesus Christ. One of the most striking things of our culture today, people do not have hope in their life. You look at all the people out there on drugs. You know why they're on drugs? They don't have any hope. They don't have anything to hold on to. Their life is in misery. They've lost everything, and life seems so hopeless. One thing we need in life, if we're ever going to make it, is hope. So ask yourself tonight, where is the voyage of life heading you? Do you have a destination? I have a place. I have a home. And I have faith that I will arrive there safely. Not because of who I am, but because of who Jesus is. Verse 44 says, some came on boards. I thought about this old saying, I'm going to make it on a wing and a prayer. Amen? Well, the promises of God are wonderful boards to just hang on to. Somebody said there's over 2,000 promises in the Bible. Folks, every word is a promise. There's probably more than 2,000. Man, every word is a promise. And not a single soul, the Bible says, lost their life. Why? Because God had made a promise that everyone would safely be on board. Now, let me tell you something. He gave that promise to Paul. And Paul said, listen, my God says, don't worry, every one of you is going to make it safely. Folks, when God says something, that's the way it's going to be. And God says, all that my Father gives me, I will not lose a single one. If your name is written in the book of life, if you have come to Jesus Christ, no matter what happens, you're going to make it to heaven, folks. Because God's promise, not a single one. Well, the winds of God's providence are blowing. The anchors of God's power and the boards of God's preservation. Well, Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What does that mean? I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. You know, sometimes we find a lot of wisdom in little children, don't we? A Sunday school teacher asked a little boy, says, what does that mean? When God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The little boy thought about it a minute and said, well, when there's only one of us, there's always two. Folks, I can't describe that any better. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you're the only one, remember, there's always two of you. God is always with you. Jesus, is he on board of your life tonight? Do you have him in your heart? If not, you need him. Because the winds may be blowing softly right now. But let me tell you, the storms will come. You're either in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're headed for a storm. And you need the anchors of God, Jesus, his church, and his word to hold on to. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. God, I just pray tonight that you will bless our lives. Lord, I thank you that we can rest assured that you'll never leave us nor forsake you because of your promise. And Lord, if there's someone here that hasn't trusted you as their Lord and Savior, maybe tonight be that night. Lord, for those that are Christians, that for us here, Lord, I just pray that you'll make us more aware of your guiding presence in our life and how we should serve you wholly, fully, with all of our lives. Lord, I pray we have a great vacation Bible school. Right now, you know the children that will be here. You know the ones that need to come to you as Lord and Savior. And we pray that this week your perfect will be done in their life, and they will do exactly that. We give you praise for all the workers there. God, I ask you to give them strength. Bless them and know that their reward for working with these children will be in heaven. And we give you praise. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.